Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Well, hello there. Welcome to The Chalene Show. My name is Chalene Johnson, and it's Friday. Except it doesn't feel like Friday for me. And maybe it doesn't feel like Friday to you because you can probably tell I'm not recording this from my car today. I'm recording it from the comfort of my podcast studio. Today, we are talking about the things that confident people never do.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
The reason why I'm recording this from my podcast studio, which you're like, well, why wouldn't you? You're a podcaster. Normally on Fridays, I do an episode from my car, and I record it on Thursdays while I'm in my car. Except that today I was never in my car, so I gotta keep it. Did you just hear that? It was my elbow popping. I wonder what that is. I know I've looked it up before. Anyways, I digress. I never got in my car today, so I never had a chance to record this for you. But I was really excited to talk to you about this, so I thought, well, why not just do it from the comfort of my podcast studio? Today, we're talking about the five things that confident people, they don't do these things. These are things, I won't say they never do them, but it's pretty rare. And remember, there's a difference between people who seem confident and people who truly are confident. I believe that confident people are quietly confident. They're not the ones who have to tell you about their accolades. They don't have to demand their way. They don't pretend to be confident. They just are confident. All right, so let's get to it. Number one, confident people do not worry about the opinions of other people who really don't matter that much. And I don't mean that to sound trivial or like, I mean, because everybody matters. But I'm specifically referring to the people who it's like they're strangers or they're people who you understand that their opinion is tainted by their own insecurities or agenda or scarcity mindset. Now, that's not to say that confident people don't consider other people's opinions who matter. Frankly, they are people who they don't have the credibility that would constitute having an opinion that matters. Does that make sense? Or they don't have significance in that person's life. They also don't worry about things that they know they cannot affect any change. They can't do anything about it. Confident people have the ability to recognize what things they do have control over, where they can make a change, where they can have some influence, but they don't waste their time, or more importantly, they don't needlessly expend energy on things which they know they have no control over. They just don't waste their life worrying because they know it won't have any impact. When we worry about things that we can't control, all we're doing is wasting our own energy. And confident people realize that. I'll never forget, it was a couple years ago, Brett was being his normal self on, I think it was Snapchat, and he was making fun of one of the Beachbody super trainers. Specifically, he was making fun of Sean T. But here's the deal. We were staying at Sean T's house at the time. And actually, he wasn't even making fun of Sean T. He was kind of making fun of all of us, all of the super trainers, myself included, because Brett's ongoing joke is always that it's funny I call myself an athlete. I'm always like, hey, I'm the only paid athlete in this household. Like, I do something athletic and I get paid for it. Therefore, I'm a paid athlete. And that's just been an ongoing joke in our household because, hello, my husband is incredibly athletic. He played professional sports, actually, you know, played professional football. Both my kids are super athletic. So it's kind of been the ongoing joke that it's kind of funny in our household that the one who gets paid to do something athletic is me, right? The one who will kick the football with her foot instead of trying to catch it with her hands because she doesn't want to break a nail, like that girl. Anyway, so Brett has always kind of made fun of me about that, and he was making fun of Sean and saying like, you know, oh man, I could do one of those videos. And he was kind of like making fun of how simple it would be to make up a fitness video, which P.S. he knows it's not simple. He was just being sarcastic. Anyways, major backlash happened after that Snapchat appeared. Like everybody thought that Brett was making fun of someone other than Sean T. In fact, they thought he was making fun of Chris Downing, who's another super trainer with Beachbody, which he wasn't. But even if he was, it was just him being sarcastic. Nonetheless, all of the sudden, I became enemy number one on all these message boards. Like, Chalene doesn't support the other trainers. Her husband was making fun of another trainer, and Chalene, I'm like, you know what? It doesn't bother me. The only thing I was worried about is that Chris might actually have thought it was about him, but it wasn't. Or that people might actually think that Brett and Sean weren't friends, because they are. But like, really, Sean knows how I feel about him. Chris knows how I feel about him. Brett, like, the people who are important are the ones that matter. And of course, there's always going to be internet folks who love to get behind their keyboards and say a million things. And when I'm saying like it didn't bother me, it legitimately, I have to say, and I hope this doesn't sound callous, but it didn't bother me because I knew there was nothing I could do about it. And I knew the truth. If you know the truth, if you know your truth, why waste any energy on the opinions of other people? Because even if you were to defend yourself or prove yourself or whatever it is, especially in today's age of social media, there's a segment of the population that just wants to take you down. They're not going to hear your argument. They don't care about your side of things. Truly confident people take a deep breath. They don't debate trolls on the internet or people who just want to disagree. They don't need to engage in a battle that they know there's no winning. As I always say, you can't beat crazy, and you'll never defeat the anonymous. Number two, confident people don't blame others for their predicament. They take personal responsibility. Confident people know that their circumstances are often generated by their own attitude, their actions, the things that they give attention to, and their beliefs. If they don't like their situation, they generate whatever needs to happen to change their situation. Confident people realize that you don't just have an attitude, you have to generate an attitude. Your attitude is a choice. Who you spend time with is a choice. Every action, every behavior, every habit is a choice. The way you allow people to treat you is a choice. Conversely, someone who lacks confidence blames the people around them. They blame their circumstances. They blame the way someone else responds. You know, they complain that this person hasn't done what they said they were going to do, or this person treats me a certain way, or, you know, they just point to everyone else, as opposed to a confident individual who realizes it's their responsibility. Whatever outcome they want, they have the ability to change their actions, the way they allow people to treat them, their own behaviors, and their attitude. Confident people never dwell in the past. They look forward. Now, they may learn from their mistakes, but they don't see them as failures. They don't waste time worrying about, fretting, ruminating, or even wishing that things could be different, because they know there's no point to that. That just wastes energy. There's no changing the past. All you can do is learn from it by beating yourself up or thinking about the things you wish you had said, or worrying about how people perceived you, or even just playing that scene over and over and over in your head. All that does is hold you back. Confident people realize that. They learn from their mistakes, they learn from them and see them as experiences, and they move forward. Number four, confident people do not use the language of a victim. Victim speak is to say things like, well, I got screwed. This person just really is out for me. You really hurt me. This person just is so mean and bullies me. Language like that implies that you don't have control. But adults, especially confident adults, realize that they are in control of their own destiny, not someone else. Someone can't hurt you unless you've given them permission to hurt you. You have free choice, and confident individuals recognize the one thing that they can control is themselves. They can control their own actions, their own behaviors, and how they respond to things. If you respond to things as if you have no control, well, then you lack confidence, and you're assuming the position of a victim. And confident people don't do that. They know that they are responsible for themselves. If they want things to be different, it's up to them to take action. They can't point their fingers at someone else. They've got to do whatever it takes to have whatever it is they want. Number 5, confident people feel fear, but they never let it stop them. Now think about that for a moment. That's not to say that confident people don't feel fear or have anxieties or even self-doubt. You can be a confident person and also have self-doubt. The difference between a confident individual and someone who lacks confidence is the person who's confident, they might feel that moment of self-doubt. They might wonder if it's going to all work out. They might question whether they're ready or if it's the right time, but they'll take action despite feeling the fear. They don't wait for the perfect circumstances. They don't worry whether others will think it's the right time. They feel the fear and they do it anyways. And confident people know that sometimes, even when they do it anyways, it doesn't work out. And they don't let those errors, those experiments, if you will, prevent them from trying again. Confident people aren't afraid to fail over and over and over again because they know the only way they're ever going to succeed is if they get enough experience, if they fail enough times to figure out the right way to do things. That's how you win. That's how you go for it. That's how you finally recognize, yeah, this has been a pretty tremendous journey that I've been on. It feels great to have fallen down so many times and picked myself back up. Like, that's part of the beauty, part of the reward of arriving at the mountain peak. The climb is only rewarding if it was painful. I mean, like, our greatest rewards come after our most difficult challenges. All right, so let me give you a quick recap. The number one thing that confident people don't do is they don't worry about things that they can't change, and they don't worry about people's opinions who really, frankly, don't matter. Number 2, they don't blame others. They take personal responsibility. Number 3, they don't waste any energy or any time dwelling on the past. Number 4, they do not use the language of a victim. And number 5, they feel fear, but they never let it stop them. Those are the 5 things that confident people just don't do those things. And if I was to generalize them, because I've met some amazing people, I've met some people who are incredibly talented, they have everything going for them, there's absolutely no reason why they shouldn't be confident, but they're not. And I've met some people who, for all practical purposes, they shouldn't be confident. They've had so many hardships. They're not the best looking. They don't have the best body. They haven't had the best circumstances. They didn't go to the best school. All of those things, right? And they shouldn't be confident, yet they are. So what is it that those confident people, if I were to kind of summarize those types of individuals, because I've met thousands and thousands and thousands of really cool people, I can tell you that confident people, the one thing that truly confident people have is a quietly calm sense of peace. They just don't worry. They know everything's going to work out. They believe in themselves. But they're also realistic about the things that they should control, should try to control, and the things that they just, oh, well, it's no big deal. Like, they just worry less because they realize it doesn't do you any good to try to worry and to try to control others. That's God's job. Let him do that. You just relax. Don't try to control every single little detail. Don't sweat the small stuff. Enjoy your life. Who cares if some people do love you and others don't? Confident people are happy people. Confident people believe in themselves. I believe in you, and I love you. Thank you so much for spending this time with me here on The Chalene Show. By the way, I've been asking a lot of questions regarding the podcast, like things that you want to hear, how to handle the remainder of the episodes that I want to share with you regarding Dr. Michaela's personal story. And I'm getting feedback from you directly on my Instagram. So if you don't follow me, what are you thinking? Get on Instagram. I am at Chalene Johnson. Look at my stories. Turn on your notifications. That way you'll know when I post. And often the moment I post, I stay online and I communicate back and forth with you live for at least an hour after I post. And I'm posting on my stories throughout the day. So please be sure to follow me on Instagram. I'm at Chalene Johnson. And of course, the other place where I'm regularly talking to my My podcast family is in our private Facebook group on Facebook. Just search for the Pod Squad. In fact, you know what I'll do? I'll put a link below this episode, and that way you can just find it really simple. But just in case you forget, and you're on Facebook later today, and you'll be like, oh yeah, that's right. What did Shalene say to do? Yeah, look up the Pod Squad. Check it out, Shalene's Pod Squad. We would love to have you join us. All right, guys, that's it for today. I will talk to you on Monday. I love you. I mean it. Talk to you soon.
I start feeling that I'm lacking the self-esteem in myself.
Always been called an extrovert. I didn't know how to express myself. I just had always had this negative mindset.
There were certain things that I couldn't get past my fears.
I was a very shy person.
By having this Courageous Confidence Club, it's really like boost up my self-esteem.
I got to become the person that I am. Taking the Courageous Confidence Club helped me get over that negative mindset. Courageous Confidence Club did help me get over my fear.
Courageous Confidence Club is the stepping point to the rest of your life.
Courageous Confidence is for everyone.
Courageous Confidence Club is for everyone.
Courageous Confidence Club is for women who just want to get out of their comfort zones.
I think the Courageous Confidence Club is a wonderful program for anybody who is really desiring that chance to kind of be the person they know that is hidden inside of them that they're afraid to let out.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips.